introduciendo a DJ Ceviche.
Pero ven acá, muchacho, ¿y para qué tú quieres tanta novia?
Me la voy a llevar a todas pa' un VIP, ey. Saluden a Titi, vamos a tirar un selfie. Say cheese, ey, que sonríen.
Buenas tardes and welcome back to the Afternoon Alibi. I'm your host DJ Ceviche, better known as Navy Seaman Anthony Garro. It is now 3:07, and in the studio here I'm joining me is Oliver Eckstein, Chief of Staff for the NATO ISR Force and Commanding Officer of all German stations in Sigonella. How are you doing today, Oliver?
Well, I'm doing great and glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Of course, and I am so glad to have you here too. It's the first time I've ever interviewed like anybody from Germany or any other European country. It's really exciting to have you here today.
So it's a first for the two of us. It's my first radio interview, and yeah, we'll see how that goes. And I'm glad I have the chance to talk to you and to the audience out there.
That is awesome. And now coming up next, we're discussing more upcoming events with Oliver. You're listening to 105.9 FM Sigonella, the station serving you America's best. So, Oliver, seeing that we're back, would you like to let the Sigonella community know what is your position as the Chief of Staff for the NATO ISR Force and Commanding Officer?
Oh, sure, yeah. As I said, I'm twin-headed inside the NATO ISR Force. Position of the Chief of Staff is basically to coordinate all the staff work, make sure that the preparations for our missions run smoothly, and to provide the commanding officer with good proposals so that he can make good decisions towards our mission. And the other head is the commanding officer of all Germans stationed here at Sigonella. We are about 130 and can add basically the same number of family members also out here. So being the commanding officer, well, that's obvious you gotta do, but I also hold the connection back home and make sure that national directives are taken care of and are followed.
Yeah, and I imagine because I joined the military in 2023, that position must be like, oh my God, because I'm an E3.
Yeah.
So that is, wow. How about like when you first joined the military? Like, would you ever picture yourself in this position or?
I joined the military like 40 years before you did. Joined the military in 1983. Oh. The position in Europe was still in Cold War. And my intent was basically to fly fighter jets. I eventually got in the cockpit of a German Tornado and had the chance to fly 20 years, about 2,000 hours in training and in operations. So by that time, I wasn't thinking about being Chief of Staff in a NATO unit, but that comes with seniority, I would say. And I'm really grateful that my Air Force opened the chance for me, because I'm towards the fall of my career. I've got 5 more years to go, basically, until I retire. And so I'm really glad that I have the opportunity to work in an international environment, again, covering a leadership position, and come down to Sicily, to Italy, which I really love. Learn the language, get to know the people that will, I would say, positively pay in on my life account, and I'm a really happy camper that I had the chance to come down here.
That is amazing, and I'm still like kind of debating if I should even like stay in the military or not, or like retire off of it. Do you have any advice for somebody who's like still thinking about like staying in or not?
Well, I think your nation, my nation, that's always worth serving for. We're connected by our common values and they need to be defended, especially in this time, and kind of closes the loop that I started like 42 years ago. Our democracies and our values are under pressure. So I'm really grateful for every young person that thinks about and then decides to stay in the military, help defend our values, and that is also showing pride for his country.
And on the topic of showing pride for each other's countries, I heard there's a certain event with Germany coming up next. Could you tell us more about that?
Yeah, I just came down here in January and took on the two posts, and I inherited a tradition, I would say. And so the German contingent is celebrating the traditional spring festival again. In Germany, we usually do that at the 1st of May in different ways, and we kind of adopt a little bit of the southern German way, the Bavarian style, and we incorporate a couple of things. I'm going to talk to them a bit later. So it's a German tradition. We opening up the gate in the housing complex 205 just across the street by tomorrow afternoon, and we're open for friends, for fellow soldiers, for their families. I try to offer some of our traditions, try to offer or will offer German food, German beer. We'll have a military band flown in that will play some German and military music. And I think we have a great festival ahead. Just hope that the weather is going to be better tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, the weather. Oh, my God. Today it's been raining like crazy. But that sounds honestly really exciting. And do you know where anybody could find additional information for this, like before the event starts? Or if there's like, because I'm aware that there's flyers going around, but is there any additional information?
We haven't put it up on a website or so. It's just basically the flyers, but it's rather easy. We start at 4 o'clock. Just come, be there. There are going to be a couple of events like raffle you can buy yourself into. We're going to erect, and that's some of the tradition we're going to erect. In German, we call it Maibaum. It's a tree that is decorated, basically. The old Bavarian tradition is that it's usually younger men that set up that tree. They cannot do this by using any support means. They're just doing it by the sheer force of their muscles. So we just have a tiny one, to be honest, but we'll put that one up. For those who haven't seen that, it's quite some fun. And then we have a couple of games for the kids, and my team, they built a slit game, which is, I don't want to talk too much about it because
I don't
want to be the spoiler. So there's going to be a lot of occasions to have fun, to get people connected, to basically support, exchange, and talking back and forth. And that's basically what it's all about. And I'd be happy as the senior German national representative to see a lot of you folks coming and supporting us, basically, because my team is putting in a lot of effort.
All right, well, you heard it yourselves. And we're discussing more about this upcoming event. Remember to come in tomorrow at 4, was it?
It was 4 o'clock.
Of course, to the housing complex. Now we're discussing more upcoming events with Oliver. You're listening to Numb by Linkin Park. So, Oliver, I was mostly curious about this. I wasn't able to ask you the question earlier, but how many people would you say, or like almost a limit to how many people can come to the event?
Yeah, we're hoping that we receive between 500 and 800 guests. The max capacity would come up to like 1,000. That's probably tops that we can host due to the space and personnel supporting the event. But I guess 800 to 1,000 is a lot. So if there is enough interest in the Sigonella community, I'd be happy to see a lot.
And rolling into like the end of the event, do you guys have anything in store? What time does it end, or is there anything else going on afterwards?
As I mentioned, we start 1600 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and then the official program runs to 9 o'clock in the evening. That's probably the time when the senior German officer shall retire. But those who are interested, and probably the younger people, gonna have some music from tapes, and we're gonna have a bar on the backside of the housing complex. And that we have to close that down by midnight for sure, to ensure that people who live in 205 housing that they will find their sleep after a long and exhaustive week.
All right, and of course, is there any key points you'd like to reiterate or tell the Sigonella community about this upcoming event?
Well, I just want to encourage everybody. Just show up, and you don't have to stay during the whole course. Just come there, have something to drink, grab a bite of German food. Don't be afraid of the weather. In Germany, there's the old saying, there's no bad weather, it's just the wrong clothing. And so looking at the weather forecast, I expect it to dry off in the afternoon. It shouldn't be too cold. So a good environment. We will be there, and you please don't miss it and come see us, come celebrate with us. I'm looking forward to that.
And I definitely can't wait. Well, this was a really nice interview, and it was really nice having you here today, sir.
Thank you. It was great being interviewed by you, and I'm looking forward to see you personally tomorrow.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Goodbye.
All right. You're listening to 105.9 FM Sigonella, the station serving you America's best.